Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Interestingly, on talk shows, the ones that are more politically focused right now seem to be the ones that are winning the ratings races. And I'm talking about late night in particular, where Jimmy Fallon had been the perennial winner for quite some time. And since Stephen Colbert came on the scene and has really focused his comedy more politically, his ratings are through the roof. Not only in general, but with the target demographic audience, with the audience members that advertisers most seek out, 25 to 54 year olds. So it all seems to be very politically oriented right now. So let me open up the phone lines. It's been a while since we've talked about talk shows, and things that we like on talk shows, things that we don't like on talk shows. I'm wondering how some of you feel about the current state of what's going on in talk right now. I got to say that I've been a Jimmy Fallon fan through the years, mostly when he was on Saturday Night Live. Was never honestly really crazy about him when he had his late night talk show, and his version of The Tonight Show just seems like a lot of pandering to me. It's pandering to guests. It's laughing at things that aren't funny, and a lot of frat boy games. I mean, that's really what The Tonight Show has evolved into. Maybe I'm just more acutely aware of it because I've been watching so many Johnny Carson clips lately of, to me, what late night talk is supposed to be, a mixture of comedy and conversation. Jimmy Fallon has gotten so far away from that. Jimmy Kimmel, I think, does a better job at crossing the bridge and, has conversations with people. Also does, funny and viral type material. That's really the name of the game right now for a lot of the late night shows. It's what kind of viral material that you can put out there. It's going to get a lot of hits on social media. Jimmy Fallon does do a good job with that. And so does Jimmy Kimmel. But also, so does Stephen Colbert, which now has, he tried a lot of different things in the past couple of years that I guess he's been probably about a year and a half after taking over on the David Letterman spot. But lately, since Donald Trump, he has decided not to try to walk in the middle of the line. He is very, very clearly taking a political side in this. And the ratings are through the roof. The ratings are through the roof. So who are your favorite choices for late night talk? Who do you prefer and why? 312-981 7200 is our telephone number. How does The Daily Show with Trevor Noah play into this? He's another one that was sort of all over the place in the beginning. He seems to be a little more focused now. His ratings, The Daily Show seems to be, sort of back on a stride like it was. I don't know if the actual ratings are as high as when Jon Stewart was there, but certainly seem to be a lot closer to it. And they are having much more ratings success now. 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. Who do you like to watch for late night talk? Hi, Sue. You're on WGN.
Oh, hi, Dean.
Good morning.
I was telling your producer that I never watch late night TV and that I'm 65, so I'm outside that advertising demographic they're talking about. But maybe it's just because I've retired recently, I stay up later. But I found myself watching the TV shows, the talk shows at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually enjoyed the three major ones. And I'm not even a fan of, I can't remember his name, Channel 2,
Stephen Colbert, yeah.
But his is the one I enjoy the most. Number one, I feel he's really very smart. And I feel that he just voices, in my opinion, my frustration with our government and our presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And that right now, and he does it in a very articulate and funny way, and that, and never thought I'd be, like I said, be watching these TV shows, and I actually am, and that. My kids are laughing. They're like, Ma, you even know who those guys are now?
Mama's reinvented herself.
There you go. Yeah, and I think a lot of it's to do with how disappointed I am with the turn our government's taken on a personal level.
Yeah.
And that, and my concern with the world, too. I mean, it's a very sad state of affairs, as you mentioned.
I wonder if that, you know, if that was their thinking, that they are very strategically targeting people who are, as you say, you know, frustrated with current state of politics, the world, et cetera, right now. But I could not agree with you more on the point of intelligent conversation. I don't think there's anybody smarter doing a talk show right now than Stephen Colbert.
Yeah. Yeah, he impresses me. And like I said, I've never been a fan. It's truly, probably 6 months ago, if you'd asked me who Stephen Colbert was, I couldn't have told you. And much less until recently, I'd say, oh, yeah, that Jimmy guy on Channel 5 or the one that's on Channel 7, because
right.
I couldn't remember who was who.
Yeah.
And that. But, yeah, and I think putting a little levity into what I consider to be a really scary situation in life.
Yeah,
it kind of helps.
yeah. Well, we definitely need that because sometimes the news can be very frustrating and sad and make you angry. So it's kind of nice to have a couple of laughs before you turn in at the end of the night. So
yeah.
I'm so glad you called, Sue. Thank you.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I hope you have a wonderful day.
My pleasure. Likewise to you. Thank you. I'm Matt. You're on WGN.
Hey, Dean. First time listener. First time caller.
All right. Welcome.
Hey, I thought you were Steve Cochran for a second. I'm like, he sounds so much like Steve. And then your producer told me it was you. And I was like, huh, okay.
Really? I sound like Steve. I guess when you hang out with somebody so much, we start to sound alike, I guess.
Yeah, no, I guess so. All right. So here's the thing. By the time I get home, I turn on the news or late night, and I'm asleep within 30 seconds. However, I do catch, when I have a chance, I do catch up on the DVR, and I love Colbert. I think he is hilarious. I think I need him and John Oliver every week to give me my political dose.
Right.
But if I'm just watching for straight late night, I do prefer Jimmy Fallon or James Corden.
Right.
I like Jimmy Kimmel for a few years there, but it's the same thing. Like Guillermo comes out, he says something silly or he does something silly. The only thing I really find funny with Jimmy Kimmel at this point is the Matt Damon stuff, which is still hilarious.
Come on. Mean tweets are really funny, too.
Mean tweets are funny, especially when they do it at, like, an awards show. But beyond that, I mean, there's not much on there. But the only tragedy in all this, I like Trevor Noah. He's a very nice guy, and I think that if it wasn't in this political situation that we're in, he'd be great. But John Stewart left at the wrong moment. I'm sorry. If he'd stayed on for even like a year,
right,
it would have been fine. But it's just empty without him. Anyway, Dean, you're awesome. You keep this up, sir.
I appreciate the call, Matt. Good points there. And Bill, how about you? You're on WGN.
Thanks, Dean. Nice talking to you.
My pleasure.
Thing is, I think they all have their place, and it's great that we have a variety. My big thing is that Colbert and Seth Meyers have, in my opinion, really brought intelligent conversation, like your previous guest said. They bring on authors. They just don't promote the latest movie for a Hollywood star.
Right.
And it's really been great to hear. And I don't know if you saw it, but a while back, Colbert did a conversation with Ricky Gervais, and it was brilliant. It was about religion and being an atheist, and Colbert is very much a Catholic, but it was intelligent, witty conversation, and it's been nice to see. I'm very much against Trump, so these guys, obviously I watch Colbert and Myers for that reason too, but also because it just brings some variety, and I always kind of peek at Fallon.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm glad you brought up Seth Meyers because I'm very rarely up that late. Occasionally we'll record and watch because, again, these guys are doing more than frat boy stunts on their shows. They're doing silly things as well. They're trying to do some viral videos also at the same time. But they're having some pretty smart conversations I think, as well. And that there are too few of those on the air on television anymore.
I really agree. And the only last thing I'd like to say is the only thing we need now is a woman to be on at the same time. Samantha Bee is doing an outstanding job with what she's done. But you know what? This world is half women. It'd be very nice to have another alternative.
Yeah, have that voice there. Samantha Bee, I think, does a tremendous job on her show. It's another really smart show that's very, very John Oliver-like, that's on TBS on, I think it's Wednesday nights. Some good shows there. Bill, thank you for the call. Cheryl, hi, you're on WGN.
Hi.
Good morning.
I am completely on the other side. I'm a conservative, okay. And I just can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, these shows have just gone so political. You know, even in the fun things, there's kind of little jabs here and there. And I don't know, I just don't want to hear that all the time.
Yeah.
I like the fun, but I agree with you that they are sometimes very silly.
So who do you like? Do you just turn off TV
really
at night?
Yeah, I've really turned them off. We'll watch a show on the DVR or something rather than watch the late night shows because, I just can't take it anymore. It's just, it's so one-sided and it's too much.
Yeah, I will say, I agree with you in this sense that after, we get the news all day long.
Yes.
And sometimes you'll turn on whatever your favorite news channel is and, really get an intense dosage of it. At some point, I just want to turn on the Three Stooges something that, to kind of turn the Etch-a-Sketch upside down and shake it
just to kind of
reset a little bit.
Right. That's why I kind of don't mind the silliness of Jimmy Kimmel because it's a break. It's probably gone a little bit too far.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think that's a very valid point. I'm glad you called, Cheryl. Have a great day today.
Thank you very much.
John, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Dean. I just want to say how much I enjoy you on radio and on TV.
Oh,
you
thanks.
Are the entertainment guru.
Thank you.
And I really enjoy you.
Very nice of you. Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to preface what I'm saying by, first of all, coming out to say that I do support our president. But at the same time, I also appreciate political humor and satire. I remember that during the previous administration, it just so happened that Vice President Biden was a brunt of a lot of satire and jokes.
Right.
And now President Trump happens to be, and I laugh at a lot of them because I enjoy the satire. That's what makes our country great. And I used to enjoy Jimmy Kimmel's humor about the administration and about politicians. I think the other night he went way overboard, Dean. He referenced ISIS's public comment about calling our president an idiot, saying that our country is bankrupt and underwater and we're on the way to doom. And he referenced this and then he said, I hate to agree with ISIS, but.
Mm.
And, to me, that just kind of went over the line. He can make a joke about it, but to reference ISIS and say that he hates to agree with them, but.
Yeah, that's a tricky line you're walking right there when you're trying to do political satire, and you make yourself feel like you're siding with the enemy essentially.
Mm-hmm.
That's tricky, and this is something else that I wondered because Colbert's ratings are really skyrocketing right now. I wonder if we're going to see everyone else reacting, going, "Oh, well, his ratings are good, and he's doing nothing but political commentary." Satire, well, maybe we better start doing more. It's going to be interesting to see how everyone else reacts to that.
Yeah, it sure is, Dean. But, at the present time, yes, I can appreciate the things that go on, but there is a line that we cannot cross. And I think that giving credibility to ISIS was not the way to go with this.
All right. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much, John. Have a great day. We're going to take a quick break, update your news coming up next on WGN.